everyone. Welcome back.
If you are new here, my name is Sylviane and I am discussing the law of assumption, spiritual law, and the teaching of Neville Goddard and how to apply this in your life so you can transform your life in any way you want. I know I was missing last week, but as I told you a few weeks ago, this is going to be a busy year, so there may be some Tuesdays here and there where I don't show up, but don't worry, I'll always come back. So today I wanted to discuss imagination. Why do we say imagination creates reality? Why do we say not to worry about what is in the 3D, even if it's awful, even if it's opposite what you want, just to imagine what you want, period? When Neville gave the ladder experiment, he said textually what I'm going to read you right now. Picture a ladder in front of you using your wonderful imagination. Close your eyes and picture it. Take your imaginary left hand, reach out, and take hold of the side of the ladder. Now, with your imaginary left foot, lift it up and put it on the first rung. And now, push yourself up and start climbing the ladder. When you get to the top of the ladder, climb back down, then back up. Try to create a feeling as this is already done. Then you must do this, otherwise what I'm teaching will not mean anything. Write, "I will not climb a ladder," and put it inside your wallet. So when you open your wallet, you can read it, "I will not climb a ladder." Put it on the mirror, so you see it when you wake up in the morning, "I will not climb a ladder." So you can prove to yourself that whatever you say all day will not have any effect if you do it and feel it before you sleep. Then, when his students came back after having climbed the ladder, Neville said to them, "Listen, as you climbed the ladder, you could have made millions in cash." So you can see here how Neville specifically said, take your left imaginary hand and take your left imaginary foot. Why? Well, before we talk about why, interestingly, he instructed something else to his student, which was to write, but in this case literally, in the 3D world, to write down, "I will not climb a ladder." So, what was this experiment about? Some people are debating about the fact that he meant that the subconscious mind does not understand negation and all that stuff. And that's actually not what he meant at all. I don't think in this case, in the case of this experiment, he cared about testing or proving whatever the subconscious mind believes or doesn't believe, if the subconscious mind believes negation or doesn't. What he wanted to prove is that imagination creates reality. No matter what you write in the 3D, especially if what you write in your 3D world is opposite of what you have imagined. Because if you put your imaginary hands on a ladder, you will touch that ladder, that imaginary ladder. You will touch it in the world of shadows. What we call later on in the world of shadows, in the world of senses, which is the three-dimensional world. Why? Because your imagination, your imaginal act, by law, has to manifest in the world. Period. So this is why he said to his student to write down, "I will not climb a ladder," to prove them that it's not what they did in the 3D world that counts, but what they did in their imagination that counts. He wanted to show his student that it's their imaginal act that will manifest in the world of senses, regardless of what they have done in the 3D world. Because what you do in the 3D world is not what manifests, is what you have imagined. Let me give you a concrete example. Most people that I speak to tell me my affirmations don't work. When I affirm, it makes me anxious, it makes me upset. It does the opposite of what I affirm. This is typically the reason why. You are affirming something from a state of lack, from a state of not at all whatsoever believing what you're saying. So you just throw those words out there in the 3D world. You say things that you don't feel, that you don't believe, that you don't experience from within. So what does win? Well, what wins is what you are imagining. You are affirming from a state of lack. Therefore, you are imagining that you don't have your desire. Let's say it's an SP again, right? You don't have the SP. The SP is over there. You are trying to pull them in your world and they are refusing to come in. And you are affirming, SP loves me, SP wants me, SP adores me, SP is with me, and you don't feel that in your imagination at all. This is exactly what Neville wanted to prove with this experiment of the ladder. In imagination, you have climbed that ladder. And you have because you have no resistance towards a ladder whatsoever. And then you affirm something opposite to that in the 3D world, in the world of senses. What wins? What you have imagined. In the case of the ladder and in your case, you are in a state, and I see that every day, you are in a state of not, absolutely not, in one way or another. You are in a state of not having your desire from within in imagination. Therefore, no matter what it is that you are affirming, it's your imagination that wins. This is why no matter what technique you are using to get from where you are now to where you want to be, that technique is only valuable, only useful, if it helps you change in imagination. To be from where you are now in imagination to where you want to be in imagination. Because it is imagination that manifests. So when people are saying, well, for me, affirmation works, that's why it works. Because it helps them to change in imagination so they can get what they desire in imagination. Once they are there in imagination, it will reflect in the world of senses. This is the only reason why you have like two different groups. One that says, well, affirmations work for me. And the other one that says, affirmations don't work for me. It's because one of the two are using their affirmations to change themselves in imagination, while the others are using those same affirmations but robotically and in such a way that it doesn't help them change in imagination. Because no matter what method you are using, unless it helps you to change first in imagination, then whatever it is that you want to change is not going to change in the world of shadows, since it's only a world of shadows, a world of reflection. So whatever you want to create, whatever method, techniques you want to use to create your desire fulfilled, it needs to happen first in imagination, because it's what you have imagined that creates your world, whether you imagined it consciously or unconsciously. If you are doing things in the world of shadows, this is not what is going to help you change what you want to change, because it's only a world of shadows. I hope this was helpful, guys. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.